donate, and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
1,600 short of our goal, and we have approximately 50 minutes left. Now, I want to say thank you. Ed pledges 25, and Sharon in New York pledges 50. A happy birthday, Joshua and George, he says. Somebody else pledges 55, but I can't read it. And James in Ohio pledges 40. And Ray in Philly pledges 5. And so, folks, we need to hear from you. 888-677-9673 or 888-281-1110. If you go to our website, if you don't have a computer, they accept PayPal, they accept credit cards, they accept checks, and also now crypto. And so the address is WRWL. The address is WRWL 14781. That's 14781. I'll start all over because a lot of folks, when they heard me give this, they were looking for a pen and paper. So it's WRWL 14781 Sperry. That's S-P-E-R-R-Y. S-P-E-R-R-Y Road, Newberry. N-E-W-B-U-R-Y. That's N-E-W-B-U-R-Y, Ohio, 44065. Again, 44065. We definitely need to hear from you. Oh, by the way, if you don't get our newsletter, you really should. You don't know what you're missing. It is a good one, and it's growing all the time, but it's free. It don't cost you anything. So just ask for it, because a lot of what we're talking about here and some of the things that we don't get to cover here, we have in that write a physical letter. Write your name down, yeah, and where we can very, you know, make sure that when you write and say, I want to be put on your newsletter, make sure that we have a complete address, and it's not a bad idea to put your phone. Listen, if you put your phone number, every now and then I'll go and I'll give me a few minutes and I will call some of the people that have supported us, and I will call them to thank them in person. And often people are really surprised to hear from me. They can't believe that I'm calling. But I'll do that. I do it because I love to talk to the folks out there that are like-minded. And so now we're going to John. We're going to play a clip here, and then we're going to come back.
Hold a pen, Bernie, yeah. Before you play the clip. Because I asked that question before the break.
Yeah. No, I don't know of any. And let me say this, too. Go ahead.
Yeah, the Supreme Court decision in it was this time. It was right at this time in 2014 that recognized, quote, homosexual marriage. They said that there was nothing in history. They actually said that there's nothing in history, that they're making up something that never happened before. So that shows you, I think the only time it happened before, I don't even know what happened in Sodom and Gomorrah, but it happened in the days of Noah. Because the Bible tells us that before Christ's coming, it will be like the days of Noah. So we're really out on a limb, Pastor Ernie. This has never happened. This is all made up. This is the institution of marriage was made before God, before man fell into sin.
Yep.
Genesis chapter 2, God created the institution of marriage between a man and a woman. And now, in the arrogancy of the Supreme Court of sin, they made up something that had never existed, and direct 100% contrary to God's word.
Well, for the first 200 years of our history, baby killing, child killing was illegal. In fact, if you go back, go back 1,000 years, it was illegal because it was unlawful. But that ungodly court that was supreme only in their sin and only in their rebellion against God, they found, according to them, do you remember what it was that they found in the Constitution that said a woman has a right to
kill? Something about privacy, Pastor.
Well, it was emanations of a penumbra. You see, Now, I've looked all through that Constitution. In fact, I have one right here with me. And I looked all through there, and there's no emanations of a penumbra in there. And do you know what the emanations of a penumbra is?
I'm completely ignorant.
Emanations is like little flashes of light, impulses of light. And a penumbra is when it's like dawn, or when it's like a shadow. It's like at the in the evening when you're just at dusk time, and it's like a shadow there. So in this shadow, they found these little impulses of light that says a woman's got a right to kill her baby. Would you say
that? They also said, Pastor Ernie, because they didn't know when life began, the constitutional rights were not provided for the baby in the womb, and therefore it was a non-person, and you could do to it what you wanted. That's their legal reasoning. The Constitution did not allow the rights that we all are supposed to enjoy to the baby in the womb, and therefore it could be killed.
Well, I think I've seen in that Bill of Rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The very first one was life. So then they were lying through their teeth.
The baby's not born, so according to the Supreme Court of Sin, it has no rights. It's only you have to be born. And now, even though that you're born in California, they want to be able to kill a newborn baby. They're in the process of legalizing it up to about a month, Pastor, a month.
Yeah.
So if the mother, if the mother decides she wanted a girl, but a boy is born, well, too bad.
But see, that's not really what it's about, John. That's not what it's about at all. What it's really about is these newborn babies, fully delivered babies, their body parts sell in the market by the most wicked, evil, ungodly, right from hell itself, Democrats. These Democrats, right from hell, they want to take and they dissect these babies alive because they can't give them anything for pain because it would damage the parts. So they dissect them alive. These are the most merciless, evil, wicked. These people would make Democratic senators and judges appointed by Biden and the Democratic Party. That's how wicked they are.
You're absolutely right, Pastor Ernie. And they openly discuss it. Planned Parenthood was openly talking to those. It was recorded. It was recorded about how much money they get for an intact baby for the brain and so much for the heart and all. And the abortionists were talking about full-term babies, how much money they got for the parts.
Right. You know what? I wouldn't be surprised if even hell would close their gates to these people. That's how wicked they are. Yeah. All right. We have, let me see, where do I leave off? Sharon in New York pledges 50. James, no, we already did them. Okay. George, 55. Okay.
Pastor Ernie, I wanted to put a plug in for your newsletter.
Uh-huh.
I get it every month, and I don't know if it was this month or the month before now, but you had a couple articles in there that were, I mean, outstanding information in there. In fact, I might have it right here. I put it to the side to keep it, but I don't have it. But I highly recommend going on Pastor Ernie's newsletter, because every article that he has in there is really top-of-the-line information.
And it's what the enemy does not want us to have. We got a clip we're going to play. I want to say Laura in Michigan pledges 25 and Pete in California pledges 40. And go ahead and, oh, that's Pete in Canada, and it's 400. Okay, there you go. Now go ahead and play that clip. I got to wipe off my glasses, I guess, here.
In Dinesh D'Souza's 2,000 Mules, a team with over 40 years of experience investigating election security and election fraud, provide crystal clear evidence that the 2020 election was rigged. They did so by focusing their investigation on only 2,000 individuals, a small percentage of the entire operation. These 2,000 individuals were tracked via cell phone data and video surveillance cameras, which clearly shows them knowingly committing voter fraud over and over again, while photographing themselves doing it, all acting as mules, delivering ballots from Democrat-aligned NGOs to official ballot boxes in the 2020 election. 2,000 felons caught on tape. This movie provides smoking gun proof that the 2020 election was stolen and makes it absolutely apparent that the entire system is corrupt. Because where is the justice? If America had any actual law enforcement, they could simply arrest these 2,000 mules and start an official investigation, which would undoubtedly reveal what many of us already know, that the people currently destroying America from within were not elected by the American people. But we don't have law enforcement, and we don't have a news media. On a personal note, I have to say that this movie was depressing. Infuriatingly depressing. Yes, it has smoking gun evidence that the election was stolen, but it was also a stark reminder of how the American people have no voice. We knew the election was stolen. That's why millions of us marched on DC in the biggest peaceful protest of our nation's history. It was obvious to us all. But after a few dozen feds fired off a couple flash bombs and murdered an innocent woman in cold blood, the fake Republican grifters ran home with their limp tails between their legs, submissively agreeing to never speak of election fraud ever again, even as hundreds of innocent Americans rot in jail, and even as the country is destroyed from within. They have been silent, all for fear of losing their meaningless jobs of selling the American people the biggest lie of all, that their vote counts. For those of us paying attention, it clearly doesn't. But that doesn't stop these charlatans from telling you that all you have to do is get out and vote. Democrats are in full support of destroying America, and the Republicans are all cowards. It's a show. Both sides are nothing but prostitutes to the big banks and their lobbyists, happy to see the country slip into the abyss so long as they get their paycheck. They'll sell you the truth online for $20 and hope it satiates you, because that's all you get. There is no justice. The American people are on their own. And the sooner we realize that, the better. Because we, the people, have been praying for a miracle. And that miracle is here. Time. Miraculously, we still have time to act. But that time is rapidly running out. And voting is no longer a solution. Not until we fix this broken election system. There will never be anything resembling a fair and honest election ever again in this country if we, the people, don't come together and exact justice now. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Greg Reese, I couldn't have said it better myself. Exactly right. Everything he said is exactly right, folks. It's now. This is what we've been telling you. John, you know, we said here on this program 50 years ago that it was going to be this way. It was going to be this way if people didn't act. We talked about it. Remember what we did with, we tried to get the when they kicked God out of the public schools back in 62, we tried to get the people, the pastors, and a few went down. In 73, we got a few more that were able to stand up. And at one time, I went with 100 pastors to D.C. and to the Senate. But there should have been 100,000 of us, but there wasn't. And they, the people did not. They become lethargic. They, they just were more concerned about having two cars in the driveway and living their lives, and all around them they were oblivious to what was happening. We begged them and begged them and begged them to get your children out of the public school system. We told them, you're indoctrinating your children. You're indoctrinated into communism. They're going to teach your children to disrespect you and to everything you stand for, to hate, and they did. And so now we're telling them, just like he just said, you got to stand up and fight back and resist at every corner. Make it very clear. Speak out. Be vocal. You know, Abe Lincoln said, for a man to remain silent when he should speak out makes cowards of men and destroys nations. Sodomy is an abominable sin, and those involved and those that accept it, God has said, are an abomination. And listen, you know, you can argue with God, but you can't win. And the Bible says all of those that hate God love death, huh? All right, let's see. Where do we leave off now? Okay, Dan in Michigan pledges 100. Carol in Illinois pledges 100. Andrea from Medina pledges 40. Patrick in Ohio pledges 100. And Sharon in New York pledges 55. And she said, happy birthday to Joshua and George. I got it out, right? Okay, now. Okay, here's where we're at. Right now, we need about, let me see, we need 3,800. We need 3,800. We are 3,800 short of our goal, and we have approximately 32 minutes, or 33 minutes. So we're 3,800. We need more than $100 a minute. And we do take credit cards. We do take PayPal, credit cards, checks, and even crypto now. And so, again, this is what we have to do. We're going to believe in a miracle. Okay, right now, again, I wanted to tell you, and we've told you all along, this is summertime and things always drop off. We want to believe that... that maybe we can get a miracle from God, but unless God chooses not to, we're going to be going off San Diego, Tampa, and Atlanta. We don't want to do that. And I know a lot of you are calling and begging, saying, please don't go off. We want to stay on as much as you want us to stay on. But unless God intervenes, and I know that there are people out there he's blessed with very deep pockets, that could help us stay there. And I can tell you this, as long as I've got any breath on me, I will not compromise. We're going to bring you, we will stand against Joe Biden. By the way, did you hear what Joe Biden said? He said that Exxon has more money than God. Well, see, that old fool doesn't know that God doesn't need money, huh? Right? Unbelievable. Yeah, he said that.
He also said today, Pastor Ernie, that the American people that are against him, did you hear that?
No, I heard his enemies, he was going to deal with them, but go ahead.
No, he said that those that are against him are mentally ill.
Well, he I don't know, he should know something about mental illness, I guess.
Here it is. Joe Biden says he is unpopular because Americans are mentally ill.
Well, he may have accidentally told the truth as far as the mentally ill part. There's, well, I would put spiritually mentally ill, but he's unpopular because he's destroying America, and America, even Democrats, don't like paying $6 for a gallon of gas, okay? And even Democrats don't like to have, you know, foreclosures have gone up 181%. Foreclosures, 181%. You know, they don't like losing their homes either, do they? And you know what? A lot of them don't like going to the stores and paying huge, huge prices for food. And guess what? There's going to be massive shortages, massive. And Bill Gates and the Chinese Communist Party and BlackRock, Gates is the largest landowner in the country. He's been buying up farms to shut them down so that it can't produce food. They want to be in control of whatever food is left. The elite, They believe that when you can destroy America, Nancy Pelosi and Biden and the so-called elites believe they'll have enough money to take care of themselves and provide themselves with a security. Let the other people die. This is the mindset of these extremely wicked, evil people.
Yeah, Pastor Ernie, I wanted to add to our for our listeners that what we're seeing here isn't something that's happening by itself, let's say. It's happening directed by policies. It's directed exactly by policies coming out of Washington and Joe Biden, the Democrats, and the Republicans, many of the Republicans going along with them. I mean, the border is wide open. It wasn't wide open with Trump. We were exporting gas and oil under Trump. Now we're importing it, and that's why we're that's why it's spiking. That's why the gas is so expensive. The policies are destroying that, and that's destroying the farming. Policies that are making it difficult for farming. And the list goes on and on and on. Folks, this is planned. This is planned. This is an agenda that we warned about, that the Democrats have. They want to destroy America as we know it. They hate us. They absolutely hate us. They hate America.
They hate God. They hate God.
Yes, yes, you're absolutely right. They're absolutely right. And I don't know how much longer we can sit by and let this happen, folks. You can get to the point of no return. So, in Pastor Ernie, this here inflation, what it's doing, it's sucking the life right out of the middle class. It's sucking the wealth out of the middle class, and as day by day, more people are going to be going into poverty because they're not going to have – all their savings will be gone. They've exhausted the debt, and they can't make ends meet, you know, between food and gas and other expenses. So we're going to be slipping. Huge numbers of Americans are going to be slipping into poverty, Pastor. That's exactly what Biden and his henchmen want. Exactly.
And on top of that, you know, they want to disarm the American people. I'm not talking gun control. I'm talking about disarming us. And they want to have a 1,000% tax. They want to put a 1,000% tax on handguns. 1,000% tax.
You know what's interesting, Pastor Ernie? We have a constitutional right to own a weapon to defend ourselves, correct?
Yeah, it's called Second Amendment.
Right, the Second Amendment, which the Supreme Court has ruled on, correct?
Correct.
And don't the Democrats have to go along with the Supreme Court because that's the Supreme Court? There's no other higher calling for that.
No, all they got to do is go out to their houses and scream and yell and threaten, and they don't have to worry about being arrested because there is no Democratic Communist Party. There is no independent Department of Justice. There is none. Right now,
right.
You know,
right.
Just like they're blowing up all of the food manufacturers, and the DOJ does nothing. Far-left abortion group Jane's Revenge, they're out there. They're making terrorist threats. They said they're going to burn down all the pro-life pregnancy centers out there. And they're very, very corrupt, very, very corrupt, very corrupt cop. AG Attorney General Garland says nothing about it because he's bought and he's paid for. He has sold his very soul.
Yeah, Pastor Ernie, also added to this, which isn't getting much attention, numbers of refineries. There's been fires, one of the biggest ones in the country here in Texas. It was a fire. It's going to be shut down for weeks. They're about ready to close another one because they won't allow it to be rebuilt. It's very old. It's very costly to keep it running. And the government won't renew like what's needed to build another refinery. They're shutting down refineries. They're shutting down rights to explore for more oil and gas.
America is under siege by the enemy, and the enemy is called a Democratic Communist Party, and we are under siege.
What they want to do, Pastor Ernie, they want to get rid of fossil fuel, and they want us to have, like, windmills and solar panels. Well, you have to cover the country with solar panels. And then, Pastor Ernie, let's say, now Texas is under, it's very hot down here, and we're actually...
John, hold it for 1 minute. Hold it for 1 minute. I got to get the numbers out, because right now we're still about, what did I say, about 37. We need 33,700, and we have approximately 25 minutes. 25 minutes. We got to raise 3,700. We got to do it in 25 minutes. 888-281-1110. 888-281-1110. Now, Nancy in Wisconsin pledges 50. Tony in Parma pledges 100. Janice in Minnesota pledges 70. Barbara in Pennsylvania pledges 50. And Sarah in Michigan pledges 50. 888-281-1110. Or 888. All right, now I'll give that address out again. I'm going to give the address. It's WRWL 14781. 14781 Sperry. Sperry. That's Sperry Road, Ohio. No, Newberry. Sperry Road, Newberry. NEWBURY. That's NEWBURY, Ohio 44065. Got to give the address out now. Go ahead, pick it up, John, about Texas and the heat.
Yeah. Well, it's not only Texas, but the heat. We are over the red zone as far as producing electricity that, you know, it could, at any moment, it could cause blackouts, brownouts. So if that's the case right now, let's say 100,000 vehicles in Texas or 500,000 tomorrow are electric. Where's the electricity going to come to run these cars?
Well, you see, that's the thing. I have to laugh and laugh. How stupid can people be? They want, you know, you're going to have to use coal or oil, you know, refineries.
Yeah. Do they don't want oil refineries. They don't want coal. Do they want nuclear energy, Pastor?
No, they don't want nuclear either.
Right. So it's all a scam, folks. You're being scammed by them. And we can't let them do it. They want to destroy our economy. And they're doing it by, well, we want to use clean energy. Well, what? Where is the electric going to come from? How about nuclear reactors? No. We're going to build more refineries for oil for the electric companies. No. Well, how about coal? No. So there is nothing. They want us to be destroyed, Pastor Ernie. And then when it comes to, you know, the fertilizer, the fertilizer costs are going crazy. And Biden's officials says, well, let the farmers learn how to use natural manure. You know, and she didn't say that, but natural fertilizer. There isn't enough natural fertilizer, Pastor Ernie. If we wanted to do it tomorrow, we couldn't do it.
Okay,
so what are we supposed to do? Starve in the meantime? These people, this is an agenda, folks. You've got to understand this. They are out to systematically destroy America as you know it.
All right, so let me ask you this. Okay, they cannot afford to have a fair and honest election come November. They know that. They know that if they have that, basically there will be no more Democratic Communist Party if there is an election. What do you think they're going to do to try to stop the election?
Well, I think they're going to, and I think I discussed this last week, Pastor Ernie, that one of the things that jumps out to me is summer is hot, and in July and August and early September, extremely hot. And how about sabotaging the electric grid and bringing down the electricity? And very shortly, you'd have massive riots throughout the country. Very shortly. You know, there'd be food riots and other types of riots. There'd be no heat, I mean, no air conditioning and things like that. So, yeah, they could declare martial law and say the election is suspended because of the rioting and you can't vote. And, you know, it'll be suspended until it's brought under control, which it never will be. So, yeah, that's one thing that comes to my mind, Pastor Ernie, with these people. All sorts of false flags, you know, continued violence of shooting up schools and things like that make people really afraid. It was a big increase in crime. So, yeah, there's various things they could do. And I wouldn't put it past them now. If they're trying to destroy, I've only articulated a little what they're doing. So if they're trying to slowly strangulate us here now, strangle us, why not do it quickly? Why not pull the plug on the grid, Pastor Ernie? Bring it down quickly and call martial law, and that's the end of the voting.
I don't know, but let's do this. And they just might do that. That's what he may do. Okay, Joe in Staten Island pledges 100, and Anonymous in Pennsylvania pledges 500. And okay, so that probably brings us down to about 3,100. We need about 3,100. And we've got approximately 20 minutes. 20 minutes to raise 3,100. We got to do it. We've got to do it.
Yeah, Pastor Ernie, I want to put a plug in for your show. Now, I don't know. Well, I know that this show was on the cutting edge about COVID-19 and what it was, and Fauci is a liar, and we had doctors on here that told us about ivermectin and all the things that could protect us. So you were on the cutting edge of that and the show, and you were also on the cutting edge of what's going on with, which I just articulated, about the Democrat Party and how it's systematically destroying us. I don't hear that on really any, first of all, you won't hear it on the main media. You won't hear it on Fox News. Maybe Tucker a little bit. But this is from a long time ago. We've been bringing this forward to the people when virtually no one else was. Alex Jones is doing it and a couple others. So you're leading cutting edge, Pastor Ernie. And if you're not on, the people are going to be deprived of a lot of knowledge they need. A lot of knowledge. So I'm imploring with the people to, Pastor Ernie, it has to be by you to do it. Corporations, if they associate with him, they'll be attacked and everything else. So it takes the people to support him. And he's told you that come July, three stations are going to have to go down and go off. And if the support doesn't come in more and more, they'll have to, you know, end it, aren't covering their costs. So please, to keep him open and to get vital information out to you, help support him.
Well, you know, not only those three stations, Tampa, San Diego, and Atlanta, but Denver is right on the cutting line. Denver is very close to that, too. So anyhow, folks, keep it. There's power in prayer, power in prayer. And we definitely need the help from you. Anyhow, and you know, again.
Yeah. Pastor Ernie, if you could close a little earlier tonight, I'd like to pray specifically about the nation and what's going on, intercede and cry out to God for this is Gay Pride Month and how that offends him, Pastor Ernie.
Well, we will do that, and Pastor Hal is here. Bring Pastor Hal up. He's called in, too. He wants to give the invocation tonight. And so, we'll do that. We need, boy, I'm going to tell you, tomorrow in Chardon, Ohio, tomorrow, the Sodomites are having their Sodomite parade out there. And good people are going to come out, and they're going to stand there and hold up gospel messages. All right, so here's what we need right now. We need approximately 30, let me see. We need approximately 2,500. We need 2,500 to make our goal right now. And so we want to say Yvonne in Pennsylvania pledges 50. Thank you, Yvonne. And Joanne in New York pledges 300. Thank you, Joanne. And Pastor Hal, let me see, he pledges 100. So thank you, Pastor Hal. All right, and bring him up. Go ahead and put him on the air. All right, hang in there, Hal. You're in the air, and so for the rest of the program with John and I, you're our co-host.
Okay.
But I wanted to say
hello,
this, too.
Pastor Hal.
Yeah.
Hello, Pastor Hal.
How you doing? How you doing, John?
I wanted to make a quick announcement, too. Wendy Wilson from Apothecary Herbs is having a Father's Day sale. And, folks, we were telling you, look, food is going to get, the price of food is going to go up, and it's going to get more and more scarce. Just like, and here's what we advise you to do. Stock up on food. You really need to stock up on food. If you have firearms, stock up on ammunition. It would be good, too, to have sources of water where you can get good, clean water. And it would be good, too, to if you can. I know gas prices are high, but to fill up some cans of gasoline. Also, it's a very good idea to have natural medicines. And the best natural medicines you can find out there are right from Wendy Wilson. I've been using them for years. And, folks, that number is 866-229-3663. She's having a Father's Day sale, and I think there's up to 50% off some things. 866-229-3663, or just go to thepowerherbs.com, and now would be an excellent time to stock up, because Wendy is having problems getting supplies too now. And by the way, that reminds me, we bought and paid for another whole shipment of 2,000 mules, and I know what's happening out there. What took place, remember with hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin, how there were those in the post office holding them up, and shipments were being lost? This stuff was being done on purpose by the deep state, and I would not doubt that. And folks, don't worry about my cough. But when I have to do a lot of radio and that, it's just you're wearing out your voice. Okay, and what's happening? I will not be a bit surprised. In fact, I'd be surprised if they weren't trying to hold up shipments of 2,000 mules. And so, there you go. And with that, let's go. We have Ray in California pledges 500. Thank you, Ray. And Gene in Illinois pledges 25. Thank you, Gene. All righty. So we're getting closer, folks. I think we're getting closer. We're down to about, what, 2,000? I think we're down to about 2,000, but we only have 12 minutes to raise. So go ahead, John, you pray for America, and also pray for that we make our pledge tonight, and then, Hal, you would give that invocation.
Okay. Father, we are before you in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we recognize that you are holy and that you are righteous and you are immutable. And you do not change for the hour we live in, the culture, or anything like that. Your holiness is the same now as it was back when we go through the scriptures. And Lord, as a nation, we have highly offended you. We have taken your institution of marriage, which you made before man fell into sin. It was the first institution in the Bible. You blessed it. It's holy. And it's between a man and a woman. And then to have children. That is your plan. And Lord, the Supreme Court of Sin in America nullified that and tried to make what you describe as sin equal to your institution of marriage between a man and a woman. Lord, this is, they created an abomination. And the Bible says the land is defiled because of sin like this. And Lord, we are seeing things now with incredible droughts that the last time was like 1,500 years ago. The reservoirs are drying up. The sources of hydropower are ending. There is no crops. The drought is actually spreading. It's started in the west and it's heading east. It's into Texas now. Lord, the crops are dying. Everything is dying. And there have been already record fires, and the season hasn't started yet. And Lord, the stock market is is rocking and reeling, and all sorts of red flashes about it collapsing. The home market now, the same thing. All sorts of warnings about the food supply taking place right now. Inflation sucking the life out of the nation. This is Gay Pride Month. They're matching. It's matching. Lord, we're humble before you, crying out for mercy. And Lord, the answer is not political. It's spiritual. And we need a great outpouring of the Holy Spirit. We need repentance on the part of your people. We need fire in the pulpits, in the belly of the pastors in the pulpits. We need your people crying out before you for mercy, for the abominations that are taking place in our land. That the church would come to the realization of your holiness, and that there be a true godly fear of you in our land. Lord, otherwise, I think we're going to be turned into Sodom and like unto Gomorrah, according to the scriptures, and that we would get the judgment of Sodom and Gomorrah. So we're asking for mercy. We're asking, we're pleading with you, Father, for an outpouring, a great outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Lord, I want to thank you for Pastor Ernie, for the truth. He never holds back, Lord. He tonight was all truth, pure truth. And your scriptures were presented accurately in context, Lord. And your word does not return void. And I ask that there's a great stirring amongst the listeners, Lord, understanding the hour we live in, the danger we're in with you, the danger that the nation is in economically, naturally, Lord. It's with the food chain. Everything is in danger, Lord. Everything right in front of our eyes. So we're asking for mercy, and we're asking that our Heavenly Father would send one more great outpouring of the Holy Spirit to push back that sin that's eating us alive here now. And in Jesus' name I ask, amen.
Amen. Okay, but Hal, before you start, I wanted to give the phone numbers out again. The numbers, folks, we're still 2,000 short. We've only got about... Well, we've got about 8 minutes, and we're 2,000 short. And so, again, we need to hear from you out there listening. The number is 888-281-1110. 888-281-1110. We've never compromised. We've never stood down in 50 years. In 50 years, we've never stood down. We've never backed off. We've stood our ground. Because we really do believe the word of God. We really do want to bring America back to one nation under God. And so we're not like so many out there that are symbolism over substance. There's so much out there. There's so many hirelings in the pulpits that are there at the comfort zone. We're not that way. We understand, look, like Moses. Moses could have been a prince. He could have been a king. But he chose to obey God instead, and we're the same way. We go down the same path, and again, I want to thank all of you for all of these years that have supported us, kept us on the air. I know we made a difference, but all the letters we get from you, we get many, many, many letters from you out there saying they never would have known about this. They wouldn't have known about COVID. We've had people tell us how, because they heard on us about the death shots. And by the way, don't forget, in March of 2020, we were telling you about the kill shot. In March of 2020, we were telling you, and we were telling you about Fauci. We were telling you how this stuff, the whole thing is corrupt, and Bill Gates and the idea. Since back in the 80s, we were trying to tell you about the depopulation. We were out there when nobody else was speaking about it. We were telling you what they're doing, and we were right 100% of all the time. And so, again, we definitely need to hear from you. The phone numbers are, we've got 5 minutes, and we need 2,000. We're 2,000 short. 2,000 short, and we have 5 minutes left. 888-281-1110. 888-281-1110, or 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. Hal, go ahead and give an invitation, and okay. I'll talk.
Just real quick, like what John said, the LGBTQ of Sodom and Gomorrah had God's fire and brimstone dumped on them because what they were doing was so bad it even made God sick in the stomach. And the Bible says that the lukewarmness makes God sick in the stomach. Well, abominations even more so. And but the people in this country got to realize that if they go along with this, that they say, well, you know, it's not hurting me and I'm not doing it. If they go along with this, God's going to judge them for it too, as if they were doing it. You know, David said, is there not a cause? You know, he took up his sword and he went after Goliath. God is expecting you, Christian, to pick up your sword and fight the good fight of faith. And if you just sit back and let the evil triumph, God is going to hold you accountable as if you were doing it too. Now, listen, the most important thing, though, tonight is that when you die, you want to go to heaven. And the Bible says, in Christ was all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. When God, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. Mm-hmm. What God did was sin. It was God hates sin. And no matter how much he loves you or me, he can't let sin come to heaven. But he allowed Jesus Christ to pay that righteous payment in our place. He allowed Jesus to transfer your sin and your guilt upon his son. And when Jesus said, it is finished, that meant all the work and payment for your sin and mine was done in full by Jesus. But that don't become yours automatically. John once well said, as many as received him, that's Jesus Christ, what he did for you on Calvary, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God. Right now, you're creations of God, but you don't go to heaven unless you become a son of God. And that happens when you ask Jesus to come into your heart. Jesus said, except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. Repentance is simply admitting something to God he knows already anyway. And that's without Jesus in our hearts, we're a bunch of dirty, rotten, lousy, stinking sinners on our road to hell. But when you ask Jesus to come into your heart, he comes in, he cleans the slate, and washes away every sin and makes you a brand new creature in Christ. John 1:12 said that as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God. Ephesians 2:8-9 says, for by grace you are saved through faith, and not of yourself, not your good works, it's the gift of God. Listen, your good works can't save you, your church can't save you, the Pope can't save you, the Catholic Church can't save you. Nothing or nobody could save you except for Jesus Christ. He's the only one that died on the cross for you, and that's why the Bible says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. Now, if you want that salvation, Romans 10:13 says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. We can say a simple prayer together right now, and I can lead you a few words at a time if you'd like. But even though we're praying together, it'd be directly between you and God. Because only you can pray and open up the door of your heart and let Jesus come in. So what do you say we do that right now? He's knocking at the door of your heart. Dear God, pray with me. Dear God, please forgive me, a sinner. I believe you died on the cross and shed your blood to save my soul. And I here and now ask you to come into my heart, forgive me of my sins, and give me eternal life. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, if you just prayed that prayer, 1 John 5:13 says, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life. Not that you may wish it, hope for it, or think you might have it, but that you may know you have it. Why? Because God promised it to you, and God cannot lie. Go ahead, Pastor.
All right, I wanted to say, Anonymous in St. Paul pledges 50. Mr. Terry in Texas pledges 1,200. And Wanda in Texas pledges 1,000. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Amen.
All right. I wanted to, again, thank all of you folks out there. Again, we made it. But we'll be here for a few minutes left. And if you still, we could use more. We want to stay on those stations. So we'll be here for probably another 5 minutes. And so we would, if you know, we could use all the help we can get. Now, I wanted to say this too. Father's Day, I want to wish all you fathers out there a happy Father's Day. And I also wanted to say, you know, God's Word, the Bible, has a lot to speak on when it comes to fathers. You know, fathers have qualifications and fathers have duties and what is required of them in God's Word, the Bible. The Bible speaks to it, and you hardly ever hear that preached on. And that's what I'll be preaching on this coming Sunday at Doers of the Word Baptist Church at 14781 Sperry Road. That's Doers of the Word Baptist Church, 14781 this coming Saturday or Sunday. And we start at 8:30. We start at 8:30 in the morning with a praise and worship, and then 9 o'clock with a real in-depth Bible study. And then we go, the regular service starts at 11:15. And I'll be preaching on what God's Word, the Bible, has to say about fathers. It might surprise you. There's a lot more in there than you know. And then we're going to be showing a film, I believe at 5 o'clock, current events in the Bible. And then, Pastor Hal, you're going to be preaching at 6 p.m., correct?
Correct.
Okay. Do you know what you're preaching on yet?
The attack on the Bible.
All right. Very good. That's a good topic. All right. I wanted to say, okay, before we go, we've got, let me see, I got to go back to where? Where do we leave off? Show me where I left off. Okay, Raymond in Escondido. Okay, in Escondido pledges 500. Thank you, Raymond. Anonymous in Dearborn pledges 250. Anita in San Diego pledges 200. Robert in Michigan pledges 50. And Gail in Massachusetts pledges 100. And Annette in New York pledges 20. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. All right. How much time do I have? All righty. I want to thank John. You have been a real contributor to this radio ministry over the years. And what you've been doing in Pakistan and these other places, preaching and leading so many to the lost souls to the Lord, I want to thank you for doing that. And Pastor Hal has been a real major contributor to our ministry. He's got his truck stop ministry where he ministers to truckers coming through that don't really have a church. And, you know, now and then they'll stop. Actually, they come because of the big parking lot, and they'll park their rig, spend the night, and show up in our church on Sunday morning, which we're glad to have them, aren't we?
Sure.
All righty. So, anyhow, where do we leave off? Nita in San Diego, are these new ones? Pardon? Okay, we've got... okay, if you're on hold, stay on hold. Nita in San Diego pledges 200. Robert in Michigan, 50. Gail in Massachusetts, 100. Okay, already. Very good. Well, we're coming up to the end. You guys got about 30 seconds. Closing comments.
Well, keep fighting the fight. You know, you got a very short time to lay up any rewards in heaven, any crowns and everything. You better get out there and fight now. Take your sword and fight for the Lord.
All right, John, you got about how much? 30 seconds. Are you still there, John? Did we lose him? All right, I guess we lost him. All right.
No, I have myself muted.
Oh,
okay. It's been a privilege all these years working together.
Okay.
I don't know anyone else.
We're out of time, so until tomorrow, good night.
Night.
God bless, and always keep
fighting
the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.